Man, we've got a lot of ground to cover today. Everything from January 6, 2021 to Virus X and the big confab last week in Davos.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. So glad to have you along today. There have been some stories that I've been collecting over the past week and a half that I'm going to go pay some attention to them now. Some of these stories you may have seen bits and pieces of already. Others you may know a little bit about. But I want to give a perspective on what these stories actually mean and where I think we really are heading in terms of information, misinformation, control, censorship, all of it. There's no doubt there's a covert plan, a well-thought-out, well-tested plan to control the narrative in the Western world, United States, Canada, United Kingdom, pretty much all of Europe. And so many people, even conservatives, are falling for bits and pieces of it. One of the things, and there are times that I'll wake up at night, and I try to turn off my mind from dealing with all these stories that we talk about each and every day. My wife will tell you it can be very depressing at times when you try to analyze and overthink some of this stuff. But we need to, because to be honest, and I think many of you would agree with me, we have people in some of the most powerful positions in the world, let alone just, you know, your nation, my nation. We have people in some of the most powerful, influential positions in the world that are willfully distorting the truth and lying to us, all in an effort to increase control over the global population. Now, this idea, let's just make it clear. This idea, desire of global domination, is as old as, well, civilization itself. This is nothing new. We've seen it back 1,000 years ago. We saw it 2,000 years ago. Roman Empire, they were determined to conquer the entire planet. They just didn't know how big the planet was. Adolf Hitler tried to dominate the world. Communism has wanted to dominate the world and still does. And don't think that China somehow along the way became westernized and became capitalist. No, they're predatory capitalist, and they use that predatory capitalism to have nations go into debt to them. I mean, let's be honest, and I know I'm going to chase down a rabbit hole for just a second, but kind of follow with me. Go to Home Depot, go to Walmart, go to Best Buy, and look at the boxes of anything you get. I don't care if it's a computer, a television set. I don't care if it's an electric mixer for your kitchen. I don't care if it's a toaster. I don't care if it's a light bulb. Look where it's made. Is it made in Minneapolis? Is it made in Birmingham, Alabama? No. Made in China. Made in China. And even some of our food corporations that I used to like are now Chinese owned. Smithfield Bacon is one that comes to mind. And many others are quietly being bought up by Chinese front companies. The United States is now $33 trillion in debt to the banking establishment. We made a huge mistake well over 100 years ago, first by voting in Woodrow Wilson, and then the agenda that he unleashed on our nation, all built on a fabrication of lies, why we needed to have a Federal Reserve of private bankers, why we needed an income tax, why we needed a direct election of senators. Those three things were the downfall of your freedom and my freedom that has been like a little tiny snowball coming down a hill. Nobody much noticed it until it became huge, and now it's threatening an entire village. That's the world in which we live. And then you have nations like Russia, Brazil, China, and many others, known as the BRICS nations. And they're moving to a different kind of currency, and they're ready to say, you know, enough of the petro United States dollar. The day that that happens, you think we've seen economic hardships in this country? You ain't seen nothing yet. I've been reading stories, and like I say, January 6th. January 6th was one of the greatest fabrications and lies ever foisted upon the American people. I watched the events of January 6th, and I know people that were there. And they didn't even know about some of the stuff going on at the Capitol. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I rarely do this on this program, but I don't think I'm making a huge stretch on this. Going back 1 and 2 years ago, I had suspicions about everything they were saying about January 6th. And the reason I was getting even more aggravated about it is certain elements in the lying, filthy media, like Mind Syphilis NBC, MSNBC for short, or any NBC product for that matter, the National Broadcasting Company, is an anathema to journalism. They're trash. They're garbage. They are just pure lies. And so is the crappy broadcasting system known as CBS, and all about Clinton over there at ABC with Stephanopoulos, and CNN, no better. New York Slimes, Washington Compost, all of them. They are a group of media elites that are nothing but extremely well-paid propaganda artists. When somebody can sit in front of a TV camera and read the news and get paid mega millions of dollars, they'll say anything to keep the paycheck. They have no morals. They have no scruples. They have no soul. They have no conscience. They're greedy. I mean, even the gals at The View, or I call it The Spew, no better. They will say whatever their puppet masters tell them to say, and they don't care how stupid they sound, just keep the big checks coming in every week. That's how I look at the media today. Talking heads, talking empty heads, filled with garbage to be spewed to you as propaganda. And so many people trust them and believe them. But lately, things that, you know, the entire wall of lies is beginning to show a few cracks. We had a situation develop since 2021 where the narrative about January the 6th was going to be cast in stone by the media and then by the fake and phony January 6th Congressional Committee. And they carefully orchestrated what you were allowed to see and what you were forbidden to see. In other words, if the narrative, well, if the evidence didn't fit the narrative they've already decided before they started, you were never allowed to see it. They had to convince everybody that what they were saying was true, that it was an insurrection, an overthrow of the government, and it really wasn't. There were, in my opinion, a bunch of knuckleheads in the crowd that probably were too stupid to know what they were doing, easily manipulated, and thought they were doing the right thing. There are those that will follow the leader regardless. They don't really think for themselves, and you find that both on the conservative side and the leftist side. I don't call them liberals anymore. Liberals, that's an insult to well-meaning liberals of the past. These people are just demonic leftists. They're not even liberals anymore. And so I really believe that when the election was held in 2020 and evidence began to surface that there were very serious irregularities in the election process, and rather than just, you know, walk away quietly into the night, Donald Trump was saying, this ain't right. And we kept hearing from the media over and over again. And even now, you know, Filthy Fox, that's what I call them, Filthy Fox News. I don't trust them anymore. They're out of my house forever. I've kicked them to the curb where they belong. the woke leftist young grandkids are now going to run that thing into the ground. They're going to turn Fox News into a phony conservative establishment network of propaganda and play just a little bit of loyal opposition, but leaning you to the left every step of the way. That's why they're gone. They're not in my house any longer and never will be until there's either a change in ownership and those that are pretty much showing their faces on the TV. I'm done. The old saying, you've heard it before, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And this goes for all of the media. This goes for politicians. It goes for all of these elitists. You liars. I don't trust you. You have broken trust with me. You have broken trust with the American people and the global people around the world. I really believe, and I said this in 2020, and then, you know, you had what I call the clown acts out there. Oh, you know, yeah, it's going to get overturned before January the 20th. And I had this one guy. So I'm not going to say the name. I think I played his stuff way back when, you know, like 3 years ago. This guy was a self-declared prophet of God. And he said that he saw God gave him a vision of this blue sea being gradually turned purple and then red, and Trump wins. And yes, it's triumph. And don't worry, Biden will never know. And I kept saying, who is this moron collecting big money? And a lot of them really want big money because they're making a living at this. I don't make a living at this, just to be clear. And I knew the way they were working overtime, even before we got to the new year of 2021, that they would say, well, the courts have said that there was nothing wrong. Well, that was a lie, number one. The courts never, ever, ever said there was nothing wrong with the election. That was never stated. And this is what the filthy lying media and filthy Fox and all of them do not want to tell you. To say the courts had seen the evidence of cheating and ruled that there was no evidence of cheating, like in Georgia and other places, that's not true. If you go look at the record, here's what you need to understand. Every case was pretty much dismissed on procedural grounds and or standing. Did this person have standing to challenge the election? No, then we're not going to hear the case. That happened in Pennsylvania. It happened in Michigan. It happened in Georgia. And it happened in Arizona. Need I say more? It's not a case where actual evidence of foul play in an election was ever heard. It was who had the right to be in the court. And the courts were cowards. I really believe that Bill Barr was a strategic insider plant. He knew how to talk the game and act conservative and play the part. But when it comes down to exposing the deep state, in which allowed him to play loyal opposition, he cannot bite the hand that feeds him. I don't trust him. I think the man was a traitor when it came to the election. He said, I don't see any evidence. Well, you never look for any. You didn't want to. You knew you couldn't. You knew it would be the end of your career and income as you knew it, if you did. We know that in December of 2020, we're talking before January 6th of 2021, two federal agents approached a guy by the name of Jeremy Brown at his home and asked him if he would be a paid informant for the government. They wanted him to infiltrate some groups they were looking at. And they were thinking ahead to what might be happening in January. Look, the government planned January 6th more than anybody else. That's my opinion now. And the evidence is beginning to show that more and more each day. He recorded that conversation unbeknownst to the agents. And he's been on a lot of outlets that would hear him and played the recording. He named the agents and exposed what they wanted to do. Now, he does the right thing. So what is this? What is this Nazi government under the Fuhrer? I call him that. He doesn't even know what he is anymore. Biden, what do? They arrest him. Because of him telling the truth, the government had him arrested after an illegal search on his home back in September of 21. And after nearly 2.5 years in federal prison, Jeremy has filed an appeal. His legal team is presenting forensic evidence that show the unregistered explosive grenades and all the defense documents that Jeremy was said to have illegally in his possession were actually planted in his home by our stinking, filthy, evil government agents during an illegal search. I'm calling them for what they are. These are reprobates. These are demonically possessed, sick and evil people. We have them in the government, in the highest offices. We have a freak show in the White House. Look at the freak show. It looks like a clown show. Look at the press secretary. She's a clown. Look at the guy that speaks for national security, Kirby. He's a buffoon. Look at them all. It's based upon gender and race. And if you're weirder and more sexually perverted, we're going to give you even a higher office in this government. The more perverted you are, the higher you go in the Biden White House. And what they say is that first thing the agents did when they entered Brown's home for the search was turn off all 14 recording devices. And none of these agents had any functioning body cameras. The only person recording was Jeremy's girlfriend, who recorded the arrest by agents who instructed her to stop recording, which she did. They were deliberate in making sure nothing was recorded during their search, which only proves to me that they did not want to be found out. And during the search, they allegedly found 2 explosive grenades and a CD containing national defense documents, items that Brown had no idea what they were. When the grenades were tested for DNA and the FBI's own experts found 2 male specimen DNAs on the grenades, none of them were from Jeremy Brown. They found a dog hair underneath one of the grenades. Mr. Brown has 2 dogs, so the FBI got a search warrant, took 50 samples, and determined the hair on the grenade was not his dog's. Then they found carpet fiber on a tape around one of the grenades, so they got another search warrant, cut out pieces of Jeremy's carpet, only to find out, nope, no match. These criminal counts, I believe the FBI planted it. These bastards would do it. Sorry to be so firm, but I am so angry at the government I once trusted. I can't trust them anymore. All the evidence shows that none of this belonged to Brown. None of it. And crooked agents who should spend the rest of their natural life in Gitmo, for as far as I'm concerned, for being traitors to the United States cause and Constitution, just like January 6th. See, the criminal state is now threatening to go after anybody who was in D.C. January 6th, no matter if they were at the Capitol or on the Capitol grounds or not. They want to scare the ever-living stuffing out of you that you never challenge the deep state again. This deep state needs to be eradicated. It needs to be pulled out by the roots. It needs to be exposed under the light of truth. It needs to be tried in a court of law. That's how you handle it. I'm telling you, when this government, and I know that, look, we're now, you know, all, the January 6th committee, and yeah, this includes, you know, Lizard Cheney, the warmonger, daughter of a real sleazy warmonger, Dick Cheney, who finagled his way into the Bush White House. He's the guy that steered us into all those wars. I think that W. Bush was too stupid, to be quite blunt. This was Cheney's war. Let's make no doubt about it. Any of the things they got involved with, I sometimes now have to think twice about who knew what regarding 9/11. I'm very cautious. I don't want to be out there making claims that I can't back, but I can tell you my instincts are telling me Cheney knew all about it long before it was going to happen. Just like Roosevelt knew about Pearl Harbor long before the Japanese attacked. That's how evil some of these people have been in our nation over the past century or so. When are we going to come to the reality that we have these evil flea-bitten dogs running our nation. These reprobates, these pedophiles, these sickos, these weird people, they're the puppets of the elite. And now, the more I see January 6th was a government invention. I've been watching some videos of late about January 6th, and see, the one thing that Nancy Pelosi never counted on, the one thing the deep state and Biden never counted on, was Biden being such an awful president that they could lose the House of Representatives. Now, granted that McCarthy was just a stooge and a kind of a deep stater himself, but he did release some of the information and the video. What gets me is, if this was an insurrection, you would think that all of the available video, you'd want it out there to prove your point. Then you find out that the majority of that video actually goes against your narrative, that it's not true. When disgusting and sick people like Ray at the FBI refused to answer questions to the Congress of the United States, the man should be fired. He has no right. I don't care what anybody says. These agencies have no right to keep secrets from those that employ them. They are not above the law, but they believe they are. Chris Wray should be fired and investigated and probably found that he's a traitor. Another deep state plant. How can I make this any clearer to you folks? I'm at that point when I look at what goes on in this world and what's been going on in my nation, what's been going on in Canada with, you know, the man-child Trudeau. You people are losing your freedoms, and you're going under bondage, financial and otherwise, really fast. So let me be as clear as I possibly can. When Trump lost the election and people began to notice some of the weirdness of the election, you know that somewhere in some building, whether inside of Washington, D.C. or some skiff somewhere where they could have privacy, they had to discuss a plan. How do we make sure that this truth never gets out? How do we shut Trump up? How do we keep him from ever doing anything again? How do we tie his hands and gag his mouth and his people and his followers? And they had to start arresting those in D.C. by the hundreds and now thousands to make an example to anybody that would ever dare challenge the deep state. Put them in jail with no bail. Make them wait years for a trial. This is unconstitutional. They're living in filth. The D.C. jail needs to be shut down and everybody in there needs to be freed, because it is nothing more than a Gestapo prison camp for those that go against the Democrat Party. That's what it's being used for. And these sick and evil people, they don't care. They have no soul. They have no conscience. They have sold their soul to the devil, and they can't wait to die to be in hell with him and rejoice. They have no idea what's really coming, but that's where they think they're going to be in power and glory. The more I see of the other video, the more you realize, who were these hundreds of people? These were FBI agents. These were government plants. They tried to pay people to do things in there. How did this one guy that was trying to encourage people to come on in, you know, he gets a year's probation and a little community service and a $500 fine. He probably works for the federal government. It's all a show. It's all a clown show. It's just smoke and mirrors to make you believe that they put him on trial. And somebody that does less than him is in jail for years. The Gestapo, which used to be called the FBI, is now the personal Gestapo of an evil president by the name of Joseph Robinette Biden, a traitor to the United States and a sellout. He has sold American secrets, I believe. He had documents. Funny, he can have documents as a vice president and nobody cares. He can sell out his nation and it's all right. No one's going to investigate him or his son. If we didn't have a two-tiered or, you know, double justice system, we'd have no justice at all in this nation. And the videos keep showing more and more and more the dishonesty, the total dishonesty of the January 6th committee. Every one of those people on that committee, former congressperson or not, when the day comes, everyone needs to be brought before a hearing and find out the real story of how this was orchestrated. And when, if we find any evidence that they knew the real truth and hid it from the American people, they should be charged with treason. Nothing less than treason. Liz Cheney, I believe you're a traitor. I believe your dad's a traitor. I believe everybody on that committee. I believe Adam Schiff has been a traitor for years. Look at the phone. He lied. Oh, I have seen the evidence of Russian collusion. He saw nothing. But he would get on the Rachel Maddow show wearing her black dress, gay as gay can be, and just flaunting it because she's such an expert. Yes, Rachel, I have seen the evidence, and it's so damning. He is up to his neck in Russian collusion. He needs to be impeached, and then he needs to be investigated. He needs to be called a traitor. This is Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff. Just for doing that as propaganda on MSNBC, should be in prison for the rest of his natural life, or literally whatever the sentence that is still available under the Constitution. All of them. I've had enough. I'm tired of watching my country being taken over by globalist reprobates, child molesters, and pedophiles. We'll talk about that after the break. Yeah, I'm on a roll today. And I needed to be. I've just been building up some of this stuff inside. And the more the videos that I see of what happened really on January the 6th, they knew there would be a rally, and they knew these people are experts in mind control. They knew how to get the crowd to do what they wanted and make them think they're doing the right and righteous thing. And I'll tell you somebody else who stabbed us in the back. I've seen the video. When they were getting ready to vote on were their irregularities. And I watched Mike Pence fold like a cheap suit. I think he knew. I think he was part of it. And I'm so glad that his presidential ambitions, went poof early on in the process. I hope that he disappears from public life, never to be seen again. Because he's one of those kind of guys that know how to play the game, say the right words, talk about the right family values. Yes, I'm going to get that Republican-based GOP vote. He's a statist all the way. And so many of them are. They lie. They steal. And because of their warmongering ways, they kill. Who does that sound like? Sounds like our old buddy Satan. Lies, steals, kills, and destroys. I know that I've been a little bit on a tear today, and maybe you disagree, and that's okay. But I got to the point of keeping this inside for too long. The more that I see, the more I am convinced that we've been lied to on a scale that is unprecedented in our nation's history. And what it'll take to get people to see, I don't know. Is it too late? Maybe. I don't know. But 2024 is going to be a year of profound change, good and bad. And I will continue to do this radio program as long as God gives me voice and as long as you keep it on shortwave. Sure, I mean, there are thousands that listen as a podcast, and I'm thankful for that. And a handful of those that listen as a podcast support this radio program. And any help that you would give would be great. You're not paying me. You're helping me keep it growing on shortwave radio. Now, remember, those that listen as a podcast, I've learned one thing. The majority of those that listen as a podcast heard it first on shortwave radio. They've just found it, for the time being, a convenience to listen as a podcast at their convenience. But those platforms can be minimized. They could disappear in time. There are small costs in staying on as a podcast, and I'd like to even be on more platforms as long as the door is open. I'm already seeing by some of the claims that Google is making to change some of their policies going forward. They're going to keep making changes in policy, and at some point they're going to call this program something evil, misinformation, un-American by their standards, or going against community standards at Facebook or fascist book or whatever. And it's going to be harder to get the word out. And that's why I want to have a great footprint on every shortwave station I can get on, and even pray about those that are offshore that reach the United States when the day comes that it's going to be even harder to be on a domestic shortwave station. That's why I need your prayers, and that's why I need your financial support. If you believe in this radio ministry, would you take a moment to maybe send me an email, bob@truth2ponder.com. bob@truth2ponder.com. Look, I'm not perfect. I'm a guy that spent a lot of time in radio, and over these past decades, God has done a work on me to get me back into the place that I needed to be so I can do the work he has called me to do. And like I say, I'm not perfect, but I do the best that I can. And I'm always cautious about what I share with you. I don't share something with you until I have a good, comfortable feeling. There are too many stories out there. I see them all the time. They're tempting to share, but there's something that says, leave it alone. These stories like that can be planted by the enemy to make you look like a fool for sharing it. Let me say that again. There are a lot of stories out there that somebody gets, here's some inside information I got from this guy's website who I follow, and he said this about this person and that person, and you start sharing it, and then it comes really clear that it was all a bunch of garbage. It was not true. That is called, that's the reverse strategy of fifth generation warfare. 5G telephone is not your enemy. It's 5G warfare, and they're different. Had a guy send me a letter telling me I didn't know what I was talking about. I'm the guy that's a broadcast engineer. This guy is nothing. Speed of moving data to control you is the greatest impact of 5G telephone. And they're already working on 7 and 8G. Forget 6, they're already there. They're already trying to figure out 8G to make it even faster. If they can control your banking, track your every move in all the things that you do with all the footprints and digital footprints you leave, they want this. This is where artificial intelligence becomes a problem. And I'll get into that on the other side of the break. We want to stay on shortwave. And if you don't have a shortwave radio, if you're a podcast listener, I would advise you to look around. There are companies like Tescon and Sea Crane Radio and others. I'm not endorsing any particular radio. And for, anywhere between $40 and $100, you can find a good quality battery-powered radio. Some that can even be charged. And they work quite well. I've got a small one at home. I can listen to the broadcast from WRMI. I can hear WTWW. I know that last week they had a lot of trouble with all the snow and freezing weather out there, and they've had to fight through it. But you need to have one, because I really believe the electronic media coming into your home is going to be so locked down to one narrative, you will never know what else to believe. So if you do believe in our ministry, would you consider today supporting us maybe for the first time? Once again, our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. You can find out how to hear the station, all the places it's still available as a podcast, and you'll even find a tab to support us. There you get the mailing address, or you can use GiveSendGo, a Christian online processing company that has been wonderful to deal with. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowee. C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. Chilhowee, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowee is 24319. Once again, make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. 2419. That's 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Noah, speak your language, oh. What? Coming up, Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. When I go to another country on a mission, you know, and if you've gone, you have a choice. Either you try to learn as much of the language you can or not. I have a friend who tries to speak the language of the country. One day he was in a restaurant. He was trying to order some food in the native tongue. And instead of saying, I want some food, he told the waiter, I want a man. The waiter looked at him in shock. I have a different strategy. I find you get into more trouble when you try to speak the language that's not yours than speaking English well. So I don't want to get in trouble. So I just focus on learning one thing, how to say in that language that I don't know how to say anything in that language. You know, or you can do what a lot of Americans do. You can talk like this. Sorry, I know speak your language. You know, somehow we think if we just add vowels to English, they're going to understand it. Well, you know what? I find it's better to not even get yourself into trouble. Spiritually, it means a lot. See, the enemy is a speaker. The word devil, diabolos, and in Hebrew, hasatan, Satan, it means he's a speaker. He accuses, he speaks, he engages. He engaged Adam and Eve. That's how they got into trouble when they spoke with him. It's important in dealing with the enemy that you don't deal with the enemy in one sense. He wants to engage you in dialogue, a dialogue of temptation, self-pity, pride, anger, with thoughts, words there. You hear the voice of sin. Well, what do you do with it? It's important when the enemy tries to engage you, disengage. Pay him no heed. Don't listen to him. Don't talk to him. Let go right by you. Treat it like gibberish. You can't understand it. Has no place in your life. Just tell him, listen, sorry, I know a speaker your language, and be done with it. Want more? Ask for Huh? It's a message called Huh. H-U-H. You'll love it. Okay, on CD. Now, feeling like your walk with God could use a real spiritual boost? You got the answer. Free subscription to Sapphires. Use it as directed. It'll revolutionize your life for victory. And the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. All free. You'll love it. How do you get it? Easy. Just write down Jesus' real name, Yeshua, and you call it. For your free gifts, just call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. You'll get it. That you'll be blessed, but call now, 1-800-YESHUA, YESHUA-1. Now, I invite you to minister with me to the most exciting ministries, to being the Word of God around the earth by shortwave radio to salvation to throughout the nations. Amazing. And to the Jewish people who gave you the gospel. How? Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or write me direct. Just write to the nice Jewish boy box, 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's the nice Jewish boy, 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, Hadavar, the Word.
Do you believe the Hunter Biden laptop story is disinformation?
Well, I want to be careful about it. There is an ongoing investigation that is relevant to that, so I have to be careful of what I can share on that here.
Do you believe the Hunter Biden laptop story is disinformation?
I don't think there's anything I can share on that in open setting.
Were you aware that the FBI personnel were in contact with Twitter regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story?
I don't believe FBI personnel were in contact with Twitter about the Hunter laptop story specifically. I think there were people in contact with Twitter about Russian disinformation efforts.
Of which the Hunter Biden laptop story was included, according to the FBI.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Welcome back to part two of Truth to Ponder. And there was Chris Wray not that long ago, the FBI director, stonewalling, refusing to answer questions. We need to keep our little dirty secrets, our little dirty secrets. Yet it's this same idiot, this same phony, fake, fraudulent guy that says that the FBI needs a public-private sector partnership for guarding against misinformation. Well, yeah, when you're asked about talking to, back then, Twitter, now known as X, and other places, you know, you're not wanting to talk about it. You're wanting to control the narrative, Chris. And I don't want you controlling the narrative because it's going to be to protect your agency. Let's be honest. Your agency is rogue. Your agency has many evil people up there on the seventh floor of your big building. And I don't think that the federal government should give you guys a new building at all. They should spread you out all over the nation where you can do the job you were told to do and stop being a Gestapo for Biden. Christopher Wray was on CNBC, and he lauded the agency's partnerships with the private sector to target misinformation and disinformation. In other words, if you're not buying the propaganda, we're telling you we want to come after you. If you don't want to buy into the fact that we had over 200 agents posing as MAGA in January 6th, and probably the more I look, the more video I see, the more I'm convinced it was the sickos in our own government that created this monster in order to derail any effort to undo the election fraud caused by COVID in 2020. And for that, they should be held accountable. A thorough investigation needs to be done. No whitewash, no,
well, you have no standing in this case, so we don't want to hear the evidence of voter fraud.
There was plenty. Saw a story last week, and it was rather enlightening. We've talked about Georgia before, and I'm not going to talk too much, just a second here. Trump lost by like 11,000 votes. I know in one little tiny county where there's like 100 fraudulent registration for mail-in ballots to addresses that didn't exist in the days leading up to the election. Georgia has 56, 59, I can't remember, counties. 100 votes in each county is enough to get your 11,000 votes that he lost by. Just in, if you did that, even in Fulton County, get 100 fraudulent. You know, you can go to little Burke County and others, and that's where this stuff was happening. It's becoming clear that there may have been, are you ready for this? It's becoming clear that there may have been 300,000 ballots that never should have been counted. Let me say that again. It may have been 300,000 ballots that never should have been counted in Georgia alone. And what happened in Detroit? What happened in Philadelphia when they covered up the windows so the press couldn't watch the counting? I'm sorry, when you're hiding something, you have something to hide. And it's probably not good. And then you get these fools and vermin like Chris Wray. And I'm calling him for what he is. He wants to use artificial intelligence to control the narrative. He wants a partnership with all the private entities to control information, so it's always government-approved. Last time I heard about government-approved was back during the days of Pravda in the Soviet Union, what's going on in China and North Korea today, and in Hitler's Nazi Germany, where the Minister of Propaganda ran everything. This is not the United States. But this is what he wants. He wants control, and they hide behind their little American flags and look so patriotic. They are not patriotic at all. They're globalist. Now, last week was the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, and I may share a little bit more later this week on Davos. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen calls for a public-private collaboration to fight 2024 election disinformation. In other words, they're already going to start working on the steel now here in the United States and globally. The World Economic Forum brags about who they put into power and who where they've got their trained people, like Justin Trudeau. He's a World Economic Forum stooge. He's a little stooge. He's one of their little boys that they groomed to be prime minister of your nation in Canada. He's a globalist. He could care less about you or Canada. It's all about the power. And so this European commissioner, the president of this commission, Ursula von der Leyen, delivered an alarming pro-censorship proclamation. She expressed her concern that misinformation, in other words, anybody telling the truth, can cause polarization and be a threat to the international business community. See, it's all about the money. Big pharma, big banks, it all, it's all, they own it all. And for the global community, the top concern for the next 2 years is not conflict or climate change. She argued that the biggest problem is disinformation and misinformation.
This is a time to build trust.
Censorship.
This is a time to drive global collaboration more than ever before.
We need more propaganda.
This requires immediate and structural responses to match the size of the global challenges.
Artificial intelligence.
I believe it can be done. And I believe that Europe can and must take the lead in shaping that global response.
That one world propaganda.
The starting point for that,
arrest the dissenters,
is to look deeper at the Global Risk Report to map out a way forward.
Suppress real truth.
Many of the solutions lie not only in countries working together, but crucially on businesses and governments, business and democracies working together.
Controlled by the World Economic Forum.
It has never been more important for the public and private sector.
Globalist.
To create new connective tissue.
By.
Because none of these challenges respects borders. They each require collaboration.
Censorship.
To manage risks and to forge a path forward.
Totally control the narrative.
And this is what I want to talk today about.
Total global control and censorship.
While governments hold many of the levers to deal with the great challenges of our time.
Truth tellers.
Business have the innovation.
Money.
The technology.
Money.
The talents.
Money.
To deliver the solutions we need.
In other words, be liars.
To fight threats like climate change or industrial scale disinformation.
The only industrial scale disinformation I heard just came out of that woman's mouth. Oh yeah, it's all about climate change. Climate change is a fraud. Fossil fuel is a relic of Russian science from the 1700s. They're the ones that thought it was dead dinosaurs rotting in the ground, giving us oil. That's from the 1700s. And as time went by, we drilled deeper and deeper and deeper, and it became apparent that this is not dinosaur stuff because there's no fossils down there. And then we had wells that went dry in Pennsylvania that suddenly were filling back up again. This stuff is oozing from, well, the core upward toward the surface. It's not a fossil fuel. We're being led to believe a bunch of lies. That CO2 is dangerous. We are at one of the lowest ebbs of CO2 in the atmosphere that we've had in ages and eons. There have been times that the CO2 levels on this planet were vastly higher, long before the automobile. No, the gasoline-powered automobile, the gasoline-powered lawnmower, and, you know, coal-fired plants that make electricity. We've had higher CO2. This entire narrative of man-made climate change is nothing but to put a noose around your neck and drag you around and tell you how to live. You can't have that car anymore. You need your little electric leaf car or leaf blower. Whatever. I think the leaf blower is more powerful than some of these cars. Now, there's some that are decent, but come on. The idea of putting all of this on a collapsing grid that cannot keep up currently with demand worth a flip. Come on, let's be honest, it can't. And you expect us to believe that we have climate change, and you got John Kerry so concerned about climate change, you had 2,000 private jets fly to Davos, Switzerland last week to claim that driving around in a private jet is deadly to the planet. These reprobates think we're stupid enough to believe them. John Kerry is an overpaid, ego-inflated opportunist. And there's another word that really describes him well, you know, when he married some dead Republican senator's wife for her money.
I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing.
And remember, this is the same John Kerry. John Kerry that owned a yacht and decided he didn't want to pay the Massachusetts property tax on that yacht, so he tried to put it in port somewhere else and hide it from the authorities to save money. The same John Kerry that thinks you're not paying enough in taxes. The same John Kerry that wants you in an electric car. The same John Kerry that wants to tell you how to eat and what to eat, and maybe you shouldn't eat meat, maybe you should eat bugs. This is the same disgusting, creepy John Kerry that threw his medals over the fence at the White House to protest the war. Mr. Swiftboat. And he got swiftboated right out of the race back in 2004. He's a clown. He's just a disgusting, despicable, barfy clown. And we're supposed to believe him. Look, I've told you before, the White House in the United States today is a bona fide freak show. I mean, the bearded woman. Yeah, I'm waiting for that to show up. They lie. They're dishonest to you. They're hiding the agenda. You got head of Department of Homeland Security, a mistake of George W. Bush, running around saying, the border is secure, the border is secure. So we're being overrun by people from all over the globe, and we don't even know who they are. And he has the audacity to sit before a congressional hearing or a news agency and say, the border is secure. It was broken before we got here. Well, you've been there 3 years and you've made it worse. You didn't fix it. We need money. You're not going to, but here's the key. They don't want the money to secure the border. They just want to be able to process more illegals faster to get them into the United States. And of course, you know why. They want to change the demographics of this country to more dependent people and then find some way to circumvent the system to get them to be voters. And then we become one party rule. That's it. We're done. One party rule, like North Korea. They have elections there too. That's right. They have elections. Do you think anybody's going to run against or vote against Kim Jong-un? Do you really think so? Or do you think they really have free and fair elections in Ukraine? Of course not. Dictators don't want free and fair elections. They want to be able to control them. And stumbling, bumbling Joe Biden is just their tool of the day to get the job done for the globalist. They knew they had one thing in Biden. They had one thing for certain. His many, many years in politics. Remember, the man never really held a real job. He kind of worked in the law office, and all the lies he told about his degrees and his scholarships, it was all garbage. And even back then, when we still had a media, he got called out. That's why he never became president in 1988. They knocked him out of the race early on. Then he thought about it again and again. And by this time, the media had become so compromised, so bought and paid for by, shall we say, the deep state, the major corporations, the military-industrial complex, all of it. And Joe, who complained about never making enough money as a senator, politicians need to be paid more, somehow was able to parlay enough money together to own multiple mansions, including beachfront property. Owns mansions and beachfront property. You know, I can remember the words of Harry S. Truman, who made the statement, show me a person that gets rich in politics and I will show you a crook. And I believe it. And they do their best to keep Joe hidden from everybody, everywhere, as much as they possibly can. Because there's a good chance that the TV camera may pick him up, stumbling, falling, and not knowing where he is or who he is.
The American president is doomed. A little old man can barely move. If he moves too quick, he'll topple just like the domino. He's got that sinister smile and thinks he just might win the bet. But he's just hanging on, dangling like Hunt a cigarette. Hunter types with the hookah pipe say, walk like a Joe Biden.
And lastly, I ran into this story that I thought was rather unique. Probably the most remarkable headline that's been out there all year. Well, it's only been barely a few weeks, but Putin says the U.S. elections in the past have been rigged. Reuters ran that story. My goodness, I guess Putin has now succumbed to the conspiracy theories of people like Donald Trump or Mike Lindell, or Bob Bierman, or others. According to Reuters, the Russian president said previous U.S. elections, presumably referring to 2020, were stolen through a little thing called mail-in voting. What?
Where's the evidence? How can Putin say that? You know they're putting that story out there. Putin is their pinata. Anytime they need a pinata out there, they use Putin. Remember, they blame Putin for Hillary's loss in 2016, and they were saying Russian interference was getting involved in 2020, and on and on and on and on it went. It's all a lie. You know, it's disgusting, creepy people, hair sniffers like Biden and other creepy, you know, I really believe Pizzagate is true, and the reason I believe it's true is real simple. The man that did the investigation to debunk it for the world, to make sure that you never knew about Pizzagate and that it was all phony, fake, and false, and take our word for it, move on, nothing to see here. The ABC reporter, the diligent reporter, the one that they praised and honored for his work to debunk Pizzagate, he's in jail or on his way. Child porn, pedophile, go figure. Send a pedophile to cover up pedophiles. And I believe, oh, by the way, Putin also said that you got to be careful about those electronic voting machines. They can be manipulated, and don't think they can't. You know, once you've had a tainted election, how do you fix it? If there are no paper ballots, funny, last week in Iowa, now we'll see how things go tomorrow in New Hampshire, but last week in Iowa, they essentially had paper ballots. And that's why they're confident in the results. Funny, when the Democrats played games in Iowa 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago, it took days, weeks to get those ballots out. They knew who they wanted. They were going to get it no matter what it took. They cheat. Sorry, they do. Don't trust them. They're vermin. I hate to use the term, but these creepy people, you know, you got a mess in D.C. of pedophiles and vermin and corporate shills. People that are just disgusting in every way. And they know what they're doing. They know how to play the game to get reelected. And they're ready to go globalist on you. Because the globalists have promised them power. That's why the word misinformation, disinformation, needed censorship, partnership with public and private is going to be amplified extremely loud this year. Do you believe in our ministry of what we're trying to tell you? Today was a hard program. I'm sorry that it came out the way that it did, but things need to be said and have to be said. We could use your help to stay on shortwave because I don't know, this year with artificial intelligence and Google and others trying to ramp up to control the narrative, shortwave is going to be the outlet. And that's why we need your financial support. I am not paid to do this radio program. This is something that is a responsibility that I believe I have to you. And all I ask is you pay for the vehicle to get this program from me to you on shortwave. If you would, go to the website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. And if you would, you can support us from there using Give, Send, Go. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. That's 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.